At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Goosefather. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday, small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And if you're like most people across the country, you're sick. There's something wrong with you right now.
Yeah, I've had this sore throat thing going on for like a week and a half. And then, I thought I was getting better. Yesterday I went to bed. I was like, no, I'm not even going to take any NyQuil or anything tonight. And I woke up at like midnight coughing my brains out.
You know,
it was terrible.
Raven and I were just talking about this off the air because I have a cold right now, too. I'm all stuffed up. I've got the cough. I mean, we're trying to hide it as best we can. Trust me. But this past year, I've been sick so many times. Like, I've had stomach bugs, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
The fact that I can even go to work and I can function, like, I'll take this over those flus that are going around like crazy right now.
You know what I love is, like, at least we're just sick right now. Everybody's got a cold or they're just sick. There's
right.
No talk about it being, you know, part of some greater evil plan or whatever. And a lot of people would say, listen, this is what happens when you use sanitizer for 2 years, right?
I don't know. We can argue that
Who
all
knows?
Day. Who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway, there's a good chance your nose is probably running. You have a cough. So there's been a hack on TikTok right now to clear stuffy noses that has gone completely viral. And there's two different doctors here explaining how to do it. I guess the main point is the same, but they're a little bit different. Here's the first guy.
Feeling stuffy?
Yum.
I'm a chiro. I'll show how to unblock it. Grab your nose and pull it. Thumb goes inside cheekbone and push it. I'm a chiro.
Wait a minute. Is he a chiropractor?
I think so.
Why a lot of times people say chiropractors aren't real doctors, because why are you rapping over this thing?
It's TikTok. Everybody does that.
Okay.
You don't spend enough time on TikTok, Raven. Trust me.
It's true. It's true. I don't.
There's surgeons that rap that have like 14 million followers.
You know what? Maybe it's the thing now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the thing.
So anyway, what he's saying to do is to take your nose, right?
Yeah.
Push it to one side.
Yeah.
And then you take your thumb. And this is the big thing that everyone is consistent. Take your thumb. You push your nose to one side.
Yeah.
Put your thumb in your cheekbone.
I mean, you look ridiculous.
Push.
But okay.
Do you want to breathe?
You look like you're popping a zit in the corner of your nose.
Do you want to breathe?
I mean, if that's how to breathe, do I have to walk around like that?
Well, no.
Am I supposed to hold my face like that?
I believe it's like 20 seconds. So you push your nose to one side, and
yeah,
then you take your thumb and you push it into your cheek. And very similar is this other doctor explaining it.
Yeah.
Take your right thumb, put it underneath the cheekbone. You're going to push in and out. Take your other hand, contact the lower part of the ear. Pull it straight out. Hold it there 10 seconds. Good. Just keep holding it there.
Holding my ear?
You'll feel that left sinus open up.
So this guy, it's the same thing about pressing your thumb into your cheekbone,
yeah,
but pulling the ear. So one guy wants you to pull your ear and push your thumb into the cheekbone. The other guy wants you to do the nose thing.
I mean, I'm getting a little more clear if I push the cheekbone and pull the ear.
Yeah.
But I mean, my nose is still stuffy. It's not like it's solved the problem or anything like that.
Do you have a hack? Do you have a hack for a stuffy nose? I know that I have one that I do that's absolutely ridiculous, but we want to hear yours first. 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. Everybody is sick, stuffy noses. And one of the hacks that's been trending on TikTok is to take your thumb, push in your cheekbone, and then pull your earlobe. Does it work? We don't know. But what's your hack for stuffy noses? 1-800-330-9999. Deborah.
I live with a holistic person, and peppermint essential oils, 3 dots. You just touch lower above your lip, and it clears your nose out, like, immediately.
And I think peppermint, is magic, because it also helps you go to the bathroom. Like, after I had my C-section, they wouldn't let me leave until I went to the bathroom. And again, if you don't do it within 24 hours, they recatheter you. This is way too much information for you, Raven.
I mean, why are we sharing this right now? We're talking about clearing noses.
Yes, but it also works. They used it in the hospital to help me, and it worked there, too.
I mean, you both sound like a couple carnival barkers right now to me, right now. It's snake oil.
No, I'm telling you, I am like you, Raven. It worked for me. And on the temples, if you have a headache, you put it on the temples, and it clears. I mean, you have to watch Don't get it close to your eyes, but
right,
really
right.
You'll
go blind. Right, you'll go blind if you get it in your eyes, but I mean, it will take care of your headache. Right?
Yeah. thank
for
you.
The call.
Peppermint is magic. We have to just smear it all over our bodies.
I mean, it's the same thing as putting Vicks on. I don't know that that's some sort of hack.
No, I think that's a real thing.
Charlie, what's your clearing the stuffy nose hack?
I just turned you on. I heard some others, but listen, this one, I've been doing this one forever. You take your thumb and you go behind your head and your neck, and you press the tips of your thumbs kind of firmly into like the base of your skull where it meets your neck. Kind of like if you can find a divot back there on both sides and lean your head back. And it'll, like you said, I don't think it'll cure you per se, but it really helps.
It does relieve temporary pressure. Yeah, this is something that actually, you know, I've messed with that since I had a sinus balloon plasty or whatever the heck it was that I had. Mm-hmm. And I noticed after when I was recovering, like all the different spots that I kind of felt it.
Uh-huh.
And now I do that same thing. Like I do that above the eyebrows. Like I'll touch there.
Oh, so that works, but the peppermint doesn't?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that none of them cure it. Like 5 minutes later, you're like, ugh. But you know, you can sit there and you can rub it. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah.
Stuffy nose hack. What do you have, Jonathan?
Well, I take my tongue and I jam it to the roof of my mouth. And then I take my fingers and I push between my eyebrows and push my eyebrows together. Works every time.
What? Okay. How can it work every time? It sounds like you're just distracting your nose for a minute. Like, I feel like it's going to come back.
I'm doing it right now.
Look at you.
I don't know if I can breathe better.
Yeah, you sound great.
No, there's definitely air going in my nose. There's definitely air going in my mouth.
No, but then he starts running again. I don't know if I waited a full 20 seconds. All right, let's see. Brandy, what's your stuffy nose hack?
Okay, so what I do is I chop up an onion and I breathe it in for about 5 minutes.
Oh.
I mean, I get that anything like that is going to open up your passages, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, horseradish, something spicy, wasabi, anything like that. But I just feel like, you know, 5 minutes later, you're right back at it, right?
It works, actually. I feel like it clears it out.
Maybe we don't know. We can't knock it till you try it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to try it, so.
I'll try it.
I'll just give you the benefit of the doubt. Think about onions. I don't like them right in my face.
I always know that I'm really sick if I'm making pasta and I can't smell the garlic. If I can't smell the garlic, I know I'm in trouble. That's how I know.